USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
U.S. House members could override President Trump's veto of the National Defense Authorization Act on Monday. The president says the bill is weak on China and does not take away liability protection from social media companies. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee says he's grateful no one other than the bomber was killed in the massive Christmas Day explosion in Nashville.
Incredible work. In a day when law enforcement need encouragement, they have given us encouragement by saving countless lives down there.
The Republican governor continues about the tremendous devastation the blast caused to local businesses that were already struggling because of the pandemic.
I see business owners with a new struggle, but we are starting today. We're beginning to determine ways that we're going to rebuild.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, USA Radio News.
67% of U.S. households own a pet, according to the American Pet Products Association, and while caring for one has always required time, love, and financial commitment, the pandemic has brought added stress and financial uncertainty, which could impact how you care for yours. Fortunately, there are things you can do to help be prepared for both routine care and unexpected illness or injury. For starters, financing options such as the Care Credit Health and Pet Care Credit Card. It allows cardholders to pay vet expenses over time with monthly installment payments, and it's accepted at 8 out of 10 eligible veterinary care providers across the country. You can also consider getting pet insurance. Pets Best, for example, can help cover unexpected expenses like cancer, surgeries, accidents, and more. In addition, they offer optional wellness coverage for ongoing expenses like vaccinations and medications. You create a personalized insurance plan, pay a monthly premium, and get reimbursed. Finally, there are wellness plans that many vets offer that cover certain types of care for a monthly fee. So be sure to ask yours about what they are and how they can fit within your budget. Being prepared for a lifetime of care can make all the difference.
The coronavirus situation in California is dire. More than 35,000 COVID cases reported there on Sunday. Hospitals being pushed to the brink as patients are being stacked in hallways, gift shops, and conference rooms. This all happening as California has some of the strictest virus restrictions in the country, forcing many restaurants and small businesses to close. Dr. Quanta Ahmed believes the lockdowns are not helping in the Golden State.
The quarantine should be tailored where there are outbreaks and clusters, but I am beginning to be increasingly skeptical of the lockdowns because what's not mentioned, lockdowns are also causing severe mental health. We know 1% rise in unemployment shoots up suicides. So the deaths that we're going to accumulate because of these lockdowns are going to be so destructive.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Holiday sales are slightly up this year. MasterCard Spending Plus says retail sales rose 2.4%. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Hope remains that the peace deals brokered by President Trump will continue under a President Biden administration.
There is hope that U.S. brokered efforts to improve relations between Arab countries in the Middle East and Israel can ease tensions in the region in the long term. Israel established new diplomatic relations with Bahrain, Morocco, Sudan, and the United Arab Emirates in 2020, something Israel hopes to continue. Former Israeli ambassador to the UN, Danny Danon, hopes that the next administration will continue down the foreign policy path that President Trump has laid out. He tells Fox News that everyone has felt the benefits of improved relations.
I hope that the president-elect will continue with the momentum, because it's good not only for Israel, not only for the moderate Arab country, it's good for the U.S. The U.S. gained a lot of respect in the region when they led the peace initiative, when they built a coalition of modern countries that work with the U.S. against the aggression of Iran.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A new mutual fund called American Conservative Value ETF won't invest in 20 big corporations such as Starbucks, Nike, and Progressive Insurance, which finance progressive causes. Bill Flagg, founder of the new fund, saying anybody who's invested in an index or passively managed mutual fund or ETF is investing in liberal companies. Week 16 of the NFL wraps up with the Buffalo Bills hosting the New England Patriots. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.